This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Well, will we get a discount? Can we find some value when it comes to the NFL draft? Nick, I don't know. I just don't know. We know the Bears at number one. They're going with Caleb Williams, right? We know that. But Commanders, Patriots, Cardinals, Chargers, Giants, Titans, Falcons, Bears, and Jets, those are the teams that round out your top 10. Could we see how many quarterbacks will we see in the top 10 of the NFL draft? Could we see Williams, Daniels, Derek May, and J.J. McCarthy? It depends on where you stand on McCarthy.
So I don't buy into the J.J. McCarthy and all the hype and the love around him, but apparently half the NFL does.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy now, I mean, you're seeing mocks with him all the way up at four, with a team trading up to four with the Cardinals. See, this is where the NFL draft gets interesting, but it's also made it, like, I've only bet a couple of things right now. Mm-hmm. Like, Texans drafting an edge rusher is one, because I think they're going to go defensive now with the, you know, with the offseason that they've had. You also have a defensive-minded head coach. But a lot of this depends on what teams are willing to do, willing to trade up for, how desperate they are as we mm-hmm. get closer. So that's going to make it, one of the most exciting drafts that we've had in a long time.
Okay.
But it also makes it insanely complicated to bet on, because you then have to factor in, well, what if, right?
Yeah.
What if this team, that you can benefit from that in some ways, if you really want to find some value on, like, team to draft certain player, right?
Okay.
You may find value farther down the board on, you know, let's say a team like the Vikings to draft J.J. McCarthy, although right now I think they're relatively high in that spot. But, like, I mean, listen, think about what Lucy said last segment, right? And I went to look it up to see what it was. She said, and I don't know how serious she was, so I'm not going to say this was truly her prediction, but we were talking about Tom Brady coming back, them drafting Marvin Harrison at number three, and then Tom Brady coming back to the Patriots, which, by the way, would be an insane bomb to drop. But, you know, Marvin Harrison's 20-1 to be the third overall pick. Right now, the Patriots sit at third. So if you really want to look, and I'm not even saying that specifically, but you can look at some of these other types of potential situations, right, mm-hmm. where a team may really be eyeing a certain player, and that's where you find some of the value, is like player to draft or team to draft certain player, and then they're farther down the board. But by trading up, it makes it more reasonable. Because right now, the top three, the order of two and three, whether it's Drake May or Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. I'm leaning probably Jaden Daniels going to Washington.
Yeah.
I've gone back and forth on who I want. I think I'm back on Jaden Daniels again.
Yeah.
I was team Drake May a little bit last week. It's tough. And the organization has kind of felt that way, because Adam Peters, the general manager, has loved Drake May apparently since he was in San Francisco. But now Adam Schefter is out there saying, get your Jaden Daniels jerseys. He's going to be with the Commanders. So you've got to listen to this. It's an information-based draft, and there's a lot of local people that have ties to individual teams that you can pay attention to. You hear it on podcasts. There are people very tied in some of these mock drafts. Some of them are just for fun. Some of them are like, they're really tied in, and these guys know what's going on. Those are the things that you can look at, and you have to kind of guess. You know, there's certainly some, like, you know, guy going top five. Mm-hmm. I think we have four quarterbacks going in the top five. I would not be surprised if the Giants try and trade up. I definitely think the Vikings want to try and trade up for J.J. McCarthy, because they landed a second first-round pick that's there now. And, I mean, there's a chance that Denver maybe still does that. Teams love J.J. McCarthy. I don't see it. I don't get it. But it's lying season, and there's a lot of lies going out there. And there was some stuff that's certainly going to be sprinkled out to make teams feel more desperate to want to trade up. If you ever watched the movie Draft Day, which is such a great movie, that type of stuff goes on in real life.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I will say this about J.J. McCarthy, and I'm not necessarily on the J.J. McCarthy train, but I think there's two things going on here. Number one is, of course, when you look at how Michigan played, they didn't ask him to make these because they didn't need to. That's not the type of football they play. They line up, and which I sort of loved just as an old school fan. They lined up on the line of scrimmage and said, guess what? We're going to run the ball right at you. And then when we need to pass, we'll ask JJ to do it because he can do it. He has that ability. We're just not asking him to do it. He has all those tools that NFL fans want. And then also, I know when we think of Jim Harbaugh, we think of him as a college football coach. But obviously, he has coached in the NFL before. He is back in the NFL. And when you take someone who has been very close to winning a Super Bowl who says, yeah, this guy that I coached, he is an NFL caliber, a top-end NFL caliber quarterback, I think it carries more weight. Now, Double D says in the chat, now, Double D, you believe J.J. McCarthy is the same as Kenny Pickett? I don't know if I quite believe that. Get it? Come on. Let's hear it.
Listen, I have him rated below Michael Penix Jr. I have him rated.
You got him right. Wait. You have your own rated system? You have a rating system here?
Oh, yeah.
The Double D draft system?
Listen, my number one overall pick, if I were the Chicago Bears right now, I'd be all over Jaden Daniels. I think if he drops to the Commanders at two, y'all better be clapping a lot. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. He's more accurate passer. Listen, when the top quarterback in the draft is comped to Kyler Murray, how are you supposed to get excited about that?
Because Kyler Murray's 3 feet tall.
He's got 2 inches on Kyler Murray. 2 inches. That's it. Caleb Williams, like I'll say it from the beginning. I've said it from the beginning. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be what everybody thinks he's going to be. But my top three quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., and then Caleb Williams.
You have Caleb Williams as three?
Yes. I question his ability to play against good defenses, and I question his ability, his mental toughness.
Okay, let me ask. I understand the mental toughness aspect and why that would be a narrative. Let me ask you this, though. Don't you think some of this has to do with the fact that Michael Penix has been in college forever, like a lot of these COVID guys, and that they were playing against guys that are young guys in college? Caleb Williams, you give him another couple years, he'd be crushing the college competition.
Maybe. Look at his comps versus college football defenses that were not just great, but only above average. He struggled. That's my biggest worry.
Okay. I love a good Double D hot take, I have to say.
Tell you what, I'm looking at Will Brinson's mock draft that just dropped. He's got Drake May at 2, J.J. McCarthy to the Patriots at 3, Jaden Daniels at 5 to the Vikings with them trading up. This is what we're looking at right now.
It's gonna be so great.
I cannot wait for this draft. By the way, I'll just tell you this. I could talk draft with you the entire show the rest of the week. I love this NFL draft.
Maybe we'll do it.
I cannot wait.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.